Steel Curtain Network.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, welcome back to another episode of the week. This is the Steel Curtain Network's Dave Schofield. And there's no one else to join in to say who their name is because Brian Anthony Davis is once again on assignment this weekend. Hey, that's all right. I'm going to be on assignment next weekend, so Brian's going to kind of carry the load for me when that one comes around, because I won't get to talk to you about that week that was. I'm here to talk to you about the week that was that we just had. I'll be honest with you. I think it's going to be a short show because there was not a lot going on in this past week in regards to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's just the way it is at this time of year. Yes, there's OTAs, and that's pretty much what we have because we didn't have any signings this week. We didn't have things of that nature. There was some reports from some very off, when I say off, meaning not as mainstream places where you could say that there was someone that was possibly working out for the Steelers or something like that, but not really confirmed. So therefore, there was no signings or anything of that nature. So we're just going to roll in and get started on this week. And you know what? This is the former teacher in me. We might even get out of here a little bit early. You know, you ever, if for those of you that went to college, you ever get there to class and the professor's like, you know, we have so much to do today. If we get it done, maybe we get out of here a little bit early. I remember those days, although that was a long time ago. So we'll see how this goes today. First, let's talk Sunday. It was a holiday weekend and I got nothing. No significant news or anything when it came to the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday over the holiday weekend. People were simply just taking it off when it came to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you know what? It's a great time to do it. Monday. Already moving on to Monday, it was Memorial Day. Pittsburgh Steelers put it out there. I'm just going to even read what they said. Today and every day, we remember and honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice defending our country. And a great picture of where it was, I don't know if it was from the Salute to Service game or if it was just one of the, I know it was Acrisure Stadium already because based on their picture, but a great shot of the color guard with the flags, and just ultimately a reminder of what the day really was. A lot of people, you know, it's a holiday weekend, it's a cookout, and yes, I like what Jeff Hartman had to say, that sometimes you just want to honor those veterans because they're the ones that are here that you can. Yes, we understand that Memorial Day is remembering those that were lost with the ultimate sacrifice. And sometimes the best way to do that is whether you know someone who in their family that they lost someone where you can honor them, or just to honor those who served, because I'm pretty sure most of them who served, most people who served, I did not, are ones who did lose someone, lost a comrade along the way. So thank you for all of those that have gave the ultimate sacrifice defending our country. The only other thing for Monday is I'll give a little shout out because Jeff did. It was a special day at the Hartman household, because even though Jeff had his daughter had a birthday turning 10 over the weekend, it was a big one for his wife. Monday was Jeff's wife's, Nicole's, 40th birthday, and I couldn't play her the soundbite. You can't do it. It just doesn't fit. So I had to make her one.
I'm a woman. I'm 40.
So I made sure that I sent that to Nicole as a nice little birthday tribute. So happy birthday to her. So, hey, we're done 2 days already, and we are only 4.5 minutes into the show. So as I said, stay on track, people, and maybe I'll get you out of here early. You know, you ever had that afternoon class before Thanksgiving break? Hey, let's just get them what we need to do and then get out of here early. So that's what we're doing today. Moving on. Tuesday, it was OTA news. That's really what it was with the Steelers this week. There were some great videos that you could find. Jeff Hartman does a fantastic job of an article every day, the morning after an OTA, of giving some videos and some breakdown of what happened the previous day, compiled from various sources. If you don't want to go back through and look at things like Twitter or things like that, and piece it all together, we do that for you at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Yes, that website still exists. So make sure you're checking out that article the day after any one of the Steelers OTAs. So on Tuesday, there was some video of Calvin Austin getting involved, doing some wide receiver stuff. That was pretty cool. Marcus Golden spoke to the media after Tuesday's OTA. I'm already forgetting what day we're on, and talked about he'd always been a Steeler fan. That's interesting. He just appreciated the organization and things of that nature. So when he came on board, it was a place he wanted to be. Now they're just words. Yes, they're just words, and you want players to say the right words, and when they don't. When they're not honest, or when they're honest and they say stuff that's not the just the typical response, we're like, oh, why'd they have to say anything? But then when they are, you know, but then when they're just give the typical speech, you're like, well, why are they just why this is just player talk? This is just the stock answer. So you kind of like to hear what they have to say when it just varies off a little bit. But Marcus Golden was saying, you know, I'll do whatever they need me to do. It sounded much different than the situation the Steelers were dealing with 2 years ago. Really like that. But he's just someone who seems like he could really add to the culture in the locker room for the Steelers. So great signing. And it was a veteran salary benefit contract, which means a portion of the money that he gets paid doesn't even count on the salary cap. Very low cap hit. Nice signing by the Steelers. Hopefully it works out on the field. We know not every free agent signing does, so hopefully this is one that does. Lots of other good stuff. I can't even say the name of the one fullback for the Steelers. And what's sad is it's Paul Levesque, maybe? I'm not even sure. But there was a video of him dropping passes. But what Bad loved about this more than anything is it's the same real name of one Hunter Hearst Helmsley, also known as Triple H from the WWE. Bad loves that he's got a similar hairstyle and everything. So he definitely wanted to highlight this one for this week that was, even though he wasn't here to talk about it. So this one's for you, Bad. Lots of just various things, various stuff. Here was a question. This was asked by Brian Batko on Twitter. He said, from Alex Highsmith to Marcus Golden, which Steelers defensive lineman or outside linebacker would you least want to punch you in the face while running full speed? It was in reference to a video of a drill that he had. And call me crazy. I'm going neither. Okay. Don't know that I'm going to sign up for somebody to punch me in the face.
Can't wait.
No, that's not can't wait. I hit the wrong one. That's just not how it works. You know what that really was supposed to be? That it was supposed to be, oh, I can't even find it.
Can't there do it is.
Yes. Not that I can't wait to get punched in the face.
Can't do it.
Yeah, that's what it is. Can't do it. No. Don't sign me up for that one. Well, we're rolling through this week that was. We're going to go ahead and take a short break. Hey, we're still on pace. We might get you out of here early, so stick around after these messages. All right, Steelers fans, let's keep rolling on this week that was mainly just Steelers OTA news. That's really what we have until Wednesday. Then you get a little bit in there. How about some news from a former Steelers player? Former Steelers tight end Jesse James. Yes, he caught that ball. He has signed a contract with the New Orleans Saints. He was a free agent, been out there for a while, and he, the gunslinger, is back for – nah, that's not really his name. I don't know. I can't remember what it was. But he signed with the Saints. I think this is his eighth or ninth year. That's a good, solid – career for an NFL tight end who has never really been a TE1. So very nice job there, one Jesse James. Best of luck to you with the Saints. Steelers don't play you this year, so The only way you would see him would be in the Super Bowl. I'd be okay with that. Then there was some more reports from OTAs, and this was about Dan Moore Jr., and he's getting some snaps at right tackle. Now, some people are really taking off. Broderick Jones working with the first team. Broderick Jones is working with the first team. There was one report out there, and I don't have that one right here so I can quote the person, but they said, when Dan Moore Jr. works at right tackle, Broderick Jones is with the first team. That's kind of important. That's a very important dependent clause, because the way that's phrased makes it sound, you know, people were like, oh, Broderick Jones, he's already moved up to the ones. He moves up to the ones when Dan Moore Jr. is trying to get work with the ones on the other side. So people are like, oh, it's already the right tackle battle. It's already the right tackle battle. I don't think that's the case. I think it's still three dogs, two bones. We'll see how it all plays out. And that I wouldn't pencil in anybody anywhere yet. So we'll see how it goes. Hey, if Broderick Jones comes along, he's raw. He's raw. But if he comes along and he's ready to go, that's good news for the Steelers. If he's not ready to go and just needs some more time to make sure he gets everything down, I don't want to hear Steelers fans whining about how do you take a tackle that high and not play him? You take a tackle that high and not play him because the tackle has the potential to be phenomenal. He just needs some work first. Let him get the work in. Don't rush the process and set him back if that's what the Steelers feel that they need to do. And what's nice is, based on the players they do have, that's still a possibility. And I know there was some things that came out from some of the Steelers linemen this week in comments where I'm just going to let those go. But it was pretty funny the way Dan Moore put it, because he talked about what it was like to play right tackle after being a left tackle for the last 2 years. This is what he said. He said, it's weird, man. It's like wiping your butt with the other hand. And what's crazy is I can all but guarantee, maybe I shouldn't all but guarantee, but if you're at all like me, when you hear that quote, the first thing you think of is, what would that be like? Oh, man, that would be weird. So pretty good way to put stuff out there, Dan. I don't know how many people are ambidextrous when it comes to that. We'll see. Maybe those are the kind that can play right or left tackle. Moving on to Thursday. This was the last OTA of the week was on Thursday. And that's when we started to get a lot of reports about Corey Trice Jr. Now, I have to remind people that the reporters that are at OTAs are not allowed to say anything about what they saw unless it's confirmed and stated by a player or a coach. That's just the way it works. So Joey Porter Jr. had some glowing things to say about Corey Trice, which then makes it available for the media to post them. So apparently he had some pass breakups and interception. Also, Patrick Peterson was playing some in the slot. I thought that might be the plan because, man, he's just such a smart guy with so much experience that if they're going to move him around to do other things, that might be a good place for him to be if you have other guys that would be better off on the outside. Why not have your most experienced corner, although not experienced with the Steelers, be the one that could be the versatile piece so you can put the other players in their where their strengths are. Like to see how that's going to play out. And then, of course, that's what they say, Broderick Jones moving up to the first string when Dan Moore works at right tackle. This was from Brian Batko. So that when Dan Moore works at right tackle, don't forget that dependent clause that's going on there that has to be part of that sentence. So that's some good stuff. DeMonte KZ was another one that he said, oh, sorry, it was three pass breakups and a pick, not two. I said that wrong before, that it was three pass breakups and a pick. So Corey Trice is shining in shorts, but it doesn't mean that Joey Porter Jr. isn't. Sometimes it's nice to have that other young guy be the one they talk about so the other one can just do their thing. Don't know if that's intentional or not, but that's some really good stuff. And as KT Smith said, I hope I'm quoting the right person, that said, when you're talking about football in shorts, when you talk about cornerback, the stuff that they do in shorts is very similar to what they would do in pads. Like, they barely wear pads. So the fact that they're out there doing those things is more, you put more stock in that than, let's say, an edge rusher or an offensive lineman or some of those guys that are there doing those other things, because honestly, chances are cornerbacks could play the game without pads anyway. That was Thursday. That was probably our biggest day so far of the week. Then Friday, no OTAs, not much Steelers news. There was a video that was out that was very interesting, and it was from the Washington Commanders. They're putting out a video from their draft room, and it was specifically about their first-round pick. They were looking to possibly move up two spots from 16 to 14 with the Patriots. They were on the phone. They were talking. The Patriots wanted a third. They said, nah, maybe we could do a fourth. I'll talk to coach, blah, blah, blah. Then the way the board fell, when it got close, they were fine with whoever was, you know, they had as many options left as there were spots before they picked. So of players that they really wanted, they really seem to be big on Emmanuel Forbes, but you know who's not big? Emmanuel Forbes, man, that dude's small. I hope he can translate to the NFL, because man, that's small for a corner. Anyway, but that's kind of looks at the same philosophy that Kevin Colbert had in the past of when it came to trading back, is you only want to move back as many spots as you're willing to have those number of players available that you feel that you could still get at that position. The Steelers did that in round three. And they moved back, and they still got the top guy on the list in Darnell Washington. I still say the Steelers were actually willing to pass on Washington. This is just my own theory, that I think they were possibly willing to pass on Washington when they traded back to gain that other pick, with all the possibility of taking Herbig with that pick. But then they took Washington and they got Herbig. I don't know if Herbig was on the radar that early. That's just me, the way I'm thinking. There had to be enough players that they liked that they would have drafted there. And I'm trying to think of who else it could have been. And that's the guy they ended up with in the fourth round. So I just kind of find all this intriguing, some interesting behind-the-scenes stuff. I don't see the Steelers doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff in their draft room. I don't think they want it out there. So once again, the Jets don't want to admit, but Bill Belichick got them again. The Steelers were in the right place at the right time. And, yeah, there was that video from the Jets, but I'd take that one way or the other. It would be hard for them to pass up. I still don't know that they would have done what they said they did. That was Friday. Saturday, we are almost done. I only got one thing. 99 days until kickoff for the Steelers of the regular season. And number 99 for the Steelers, one Larry Ogunjobi. Happy birthday. He had his birthday on Saturday, and he actually shares a birthday with my oldest son. It was his birthday on Saturday as well. He turned 12 years old. So happy birthday, Larry O. Happy birthday, Gabriel. Very, very fun day for us at the Schofield household. So Larry O, yeah, he was a guy, like Bad said this. He's like, he seems like he's kind of a hypocrite, because when that dude was with the Browns and with the Bengals, you kind of hated that guy. But now that he's in the black and gold, it's so much easier to cheer for him. That's just the way it goes. That's not just the way it goes. That's also the week that was. My goodness. Whoo, we got it done nice and early. Get you out of here on time. Maybe, you know, maybe have a – you don't have to walk so fast. Back to your dorm room or whatever. Sorry, I'm just doing this little college throwback thing. But we will be back next week. Like I said, it won't be me. It'll be Brian Anthony Davis. I do not know if he'll be going Han style like me. That's right, going solo. Had to throw in the nerdy Star Wars reference. We'll see how that plays out. I will be around this week for my other podcasts. I'm not 100% sure about the Scobro show. It might be bumped back a little bit time-wise or everything. It all has to do. That's I'm going to be out of town for a couple of days before I go out of town again the next weekend. Got a trip with the kids for a couple of days, and then got a special anniversary trip with my wife coming up next weekend. So sorry that I'll be away from you, but I've never seen Niagara Falls, and now I will. by next weekend. So with that, make sure you're checking out all the shows here at the Steel Curtain Network. And if you get a chance, check out Fans First Sports Network for any other sports you may want to follow. And as I keep promoting it, we've put some of his episodes on our feed. Man, Kevin Smith's Call Sheet podcast that's on our FFSN NFL channel, it's can't miss for me. It's breaking down things that even me as someone who was a high school football coach years ago, that how much the game's even changed since when I was coaching 15 seasons ago. And these are things that are I feel like if I went back to coaching, there would be new things that I would need to know about. I'm learning this kind of stuff from Kevin's podcast. So highly recommend that one. And of course, check out behindthesteelcurtain.com. Yes, the website still exists. So just want to thank you for joining me, because that's the week that was Black and Gold style.
Steel Curtain Network. Get it.